Good morning to all. It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to have this particular festival. And this is the high point of the festival. Actually, we've been here for a few days having different meditations and discussions and having a grand time. But the grandest time comes this morning, when we can welcome you all. So, but as a general introduction for the one or two people among you who have not been here before, I should mention just a few things. First of all, the first time that we had this Memorial Day function was 1977. So, this is, and it's been going on every year since that time. So I don't want you to think that this is a fly-by-night outfit. But this time, you see, frequently, or all previous times, we've had a guest speaker from another spiritual tradition to give us a presentation on concerning that particular tradition. This particular festival this year is dedicated to the idea that this is the 125th anniversary year of an extremely important event in the history of the world. That was the Parliament of Religions in Chicago in 1893. And it was an extraordinary event. Representatives were chosen or were invited from all over the world. They came not only from all over the United States, but also Europe, Africa, and the Far East, India and China. So this was truly a world parliament of religions. And in that same tradition, in 1993, this tradition was started again in Chicago. There was again a world parliament of religions. And since then, every 4 years and perhaps every 2 years, now there's going to be this event, a Parliament of Religions. And the particular thing that we emphasize from our standpoint is the presence of Swami Vivekananda, who was a representative from India at that parliament and was one of the most popular of the speakers. The first talk that he gave, as soon as he said, "Sisters and brothers of America," thousands of people rushed to, to get close to him and to welcome him. So he was always a very popular figure at that parliament. His talks were always greeted with great enthusiasm, because he was bringing an idea that was not so very common in those days. It was there, but it was not really very common. The idea that we're all children of the same spiritual reality, whatever name you give to it. And it is not a question of one religion being better than another, but each of these is a different viewpoint of that same ultimate truth that we're all trying to reach. So this message is what we're basically have been celebrating here every year by generally inviting a speaker of a different religious tradition. But this year we want to give special honor to Swami Vivekananda as having been such an outstanding representative and a sort of a polarizing figure at that first Parliament of Religions. And this has continued. There are now interfaith councils in many cities. Interfaith action, interfaith movements have become very, very frequent. So this is a tradition which, though it basically started, at least officially, in a spectacular way, started in 1893. It is going on, and it is that tradition we want to pay respect to today. Now, I would like to introduce our guest speakers in terms of their biographies. First of all, we have Philip Goldberg, who is probably best known for his work, American Veda, which is a study of the influence that Eastern thought, or Oriental thought, specifically the thought of India, has had on American civilization. And he's a prolific writer. He has many titles to his credit. This American Veda is further described as from Emerson and the Beatles to yoga and meditation, how Indian spirituality changed the West. And it was named one of the top 10 religious books of the year. Then he also wrote, his latest book is The Life of Yogananda, who was one of the well-known teachers who came from India and flourished in the United States for quite some time and has had a great influence on the religious scene. He is an ordained interfaith minister. He is a spiritual counselor. And Philip Goldberg is also a meditation teacher trained in 1970 by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. He is an illuminating and entertaining public speaker who has presented at venues throughout the United States and India. He has a blog on spirituality and health, a magazine, an online magazine. And he also conducts tours of India with an organization that's called American Veda Tours. Of course, American Veda is the title of his very well-known book. And he co-hosts the popular Spirit Matters podcast, which features interviews with spiritual teachers and spiritual leaders. And then we are honored to have as our second guest speaker, Prarajika Brahmaprana. She is a sannyasini from the center in Southern California, but she is now the resident minister of Vedanta Society in Dallas, and he also travels widely and lectures on spiritual topics in many places. She has also compiled and edited several books on Vedanta, including the complete works of Swami Vivekananda, Volume 9, which came out quite some time after the original 8 volumes. She also has compiled this Viveka Chudamani, one of the well-known works of Sri Shankaracharya, which was translated by Swami Turiyananda, who was the minister of our Shanti Ashrama in the first 2 years of the founding of this Vedanta Society, and who established, you could say, who established after Swami Vivekananda the spiritual tradition that we are still following here in these United States. She has also written numerous articles on philosophy and practice of Vedanta for journals and anthologies in America and abroad. Our third speaker is our own Swami Tathamayananda, who is in charge of the Vedanta Society of Northern California, whose main temple in San Francisco. And also there's an old temple, what we call the old temple. We've been trying to change the name of it in our own minds to the original temple. We always call it OT, and somehow that is being somewhat lazy, as all of us in some respect are. We don't want to say old temple, so we say OT. But OT really should be original temple, not old temple. It gives the wrong picture, because this building was constructed by one of the direct disciples of Sri Ramakrishna. It is a building in which people have had high spiritual experiences. The Swami Trigunatita himself is recorded as having had high spiritual experiences. The presence of God has been felt by so many people in that building. So it is our holiest building here in this area. So to call it old just doesn't do justice to it. But anyway, some of these things stick, so we'll have to do the best we can. Now, I would ask Swami Tathamayananda and Pravajika Brahmaprana and Philip Goldberg to come to the platform, and Swami Tathamayananda will start the program. Thank you.